The Un is brought to you by The In Deep Show.
It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby. Check it out. Let's go.
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounding oh so nice. Is the boy redhead? Keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Drew Baby and Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to The Un. Long time no see, no hear from, but guess what? Things had to be handled. Gotta do what you gotta do to keep The Un alive. So, hey, how's it going out there? How's everybody been and all that good stuff? I've been all right, if you ask me. How about you, B?
Hey, just out here doing what I do with the people that I do it with. Some of those people appreciate it. Some of those people admire it. Mm-hmm. Some of those people are jealous of it. But mm-hmm. all of the people want it. So take that. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, speaking of taking it. But this ain't got nothing to do with taking it. If you want to contact us and reach out to us and I'm listen to us and all that good stuff. You are so stupid. You could hit up Stitcher.com, Podbean, Podbay FM, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. Also, you can hit me up at InDeepBaby on Twitter. And
if you want to find me, you can find me stroking those Twitter streets at InDeepShowB. Spell it out. If you don't know how to spell, I got about 200 episodes where I spelled it out for you. Go back and check all of them to make sure you got it right.
Exactly. You know what? It's so funny because I'm not on Facebook and Instagram right now. And I was on some Twitter type, little tight tangent this morning. And it's funny because I had to, before I sent out one particular tweet, I had to had to keep going back. I was like, nah, I can't say that. You know, everybody got these little cute ways of saying, you know, the Twitter people or the, you know, everything is like an analogy of Twitter and tweeting and all that. And I was gonna put morning my twiggers.
Nice.
Right. Hey, but I didn't know if it was going to offend anybody.
Twiggers is officially copyrighted by The Un.
Yes.
If you use that, listen, if you use it, hashtag the motherfucking Un.
Yes.
T-H-E-E-U-N.
Yes.
Don't you steal, you son of a bitches.
Yes, yes, twiggers. I was like, morning my twiggers, and I was like, oh shit, I can't say that. Fuck.
You gotta do it.
But yeah, I'm gonna do it.
It's,
you know,
done.
What?
Starting tomorrow morning.
F that. Now look, we have, you know what? Let me tell you something. This has absolutely nothing to do with the show. But I thought it was kind of funny. So, B, hopefully that you'll be able to, you know, chime in if you can.
Chime
it's just
in
some
for
like,
real?
It's
Do
some,
you want me to chime
shut
in?
Shut up. Stop it. Stop. It's not going to be one of them shows, B. We're not going to do that today. Now, listen. Okay. Do you happen to know what all right, are you familiar with the New York Public Library is? You've been. Because I remember this. When I've seen what I'm about to tell you, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know the names of the two lions out front?
Simba and Rex.
Mustafa. But no, it's patience and fortitude.
Patience and fortitude.
Yeah, that's kind of
You know what? It's funny. The word fortitude, to me, sounds more of a sexual word than what it really means.
You would.
Fortitude. Baby, just in my fortitude. Just give it to me.
Oh, baby. Put it in my fortitude. How you make my fortitude feel.
Oh, my God. My fortitude is so
wet.
That just sounds like a sexual word.
Your fortitude is so wet.
It's just, I'm just saying. I'm trying to go from both sides of how you might hear it.
I can dig it. Wait a minute. All right, next. What is the most common name in the world?
Brian.
That's a common ass name, but no. Muhammad.
Is it?
M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. I don't think it matters
Muslim
which one is however
it's
spelled. Right, I know, right. Hey, no. Hey, B. Do you know?
Have you ever heard M-O-E-H-M? Muhammad?
That's the nigga that was
locked
up.
That's the nigga that always wanted to be Muslim, but he couldn't follow the principles.
It ain't filled in yet.
Right. He got a long goatee. He's just trying to get down.
He the motherfucker that got the little Sharpie for the barbershop pics.
Exactly.
Giving the illusion of a beard. But anyway, do you know the first known contraceptive by the Egyptians in 2000 BC?
There was something before pulling out?
It was crocodile dung.
God damn.
Ew.
You rub crocodile shit on your dick or on the pussy?
I don't know. See, I have to do the research on that because that's crazy.
Crocodile. You know what? Actually, if you really think about it, that might work.
Mm-hmm.
Check it. You a chick, right? You've been digging this dude. And you finally figure, you know what? If everything lines up, I'm going to go ahead and let him get this pussy. Right? So he come over the house. You let him come over the house. Or you go over his house. You might have a little jar of dung in your purse. Right?
A jar of dung?
A jar of dung, right? Or a baggie of dung.
A bag of
Ziploc,
dung.
Whatever. Did they have Ziploc back in the Egyptian days? They had slaves. Why not Ziplocs?
Yeah, right.
Anyway. Because if they were slaves, they had to be of black skin. So, therefore, they smoked weed. So, they had Ziplocs. Moving right along.
Okay.
So, no, check it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he come over your house. You go over his house. Whatever. Y'all do a little chit-chat, blah, blah, blah. You check out his crib. Or you see how he acting your nice-ass shit or whatever. And the second that you see something go wrong,
mm-hmm.
you dig in your jar or baggie of dung
mm-hmm.
and wipe it on the pussy.
Oh.
And you be like, go ahead and eat that. And he be like, nigga, there's shit all over your pussy. No, I'm good.
No, it's a contraception.
And therefore, there'll be nothing being produced
I can't. I can't with you. Wait a minute. On a lighter, heavier note.
There was some dung.
Stop it.
I heard. No, seriously. I heard this from my sister. For real.
Uh-huh.
Mad shouts to the NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of y'all squares that don't know, that's mm-hmm. the Nerdy Black Chest.
Mm-hmm.
There was some high price dung being sold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This week.
Yeah, very. Nectar.
There ain't nothing but a pause button.
It ain't sure ain't. We'll be back after Significant Quake.
Right? Shit get different in the studio.
I hate you.
We pardon this interruption.
No, boo. Go ahead. Now, what's the name? Shout out to Nerdy Black Chicks.
That was it. It was just expensive dung being sold.
Oh, expensive dung.
Yeah,
being
like
sold.
A couple thousand.
What kind of dung?
Like 30,000
year
old.
No, who?
Old.
What, I mean, is they don't it even designer know, dung?
They don't even know it's what animal it was. It was pretty
designer.
In color.
Ew.
But it was like 30,000 years old. And they figured they should get a couple thousand, like tens of 30,000.
Shit last that long? It wasn't biodegradable.
It was petrified by this point. Here's the thing. 30,000-year-old shit can be appreciated, but the average chick that come over to my house and use my bathroom and see some shit that might be streaking on the bottom of the bowl gets upset. You understand?
I don't know why she would get upset when you have all the things in the bathroom to clean that shit up.
I know, right? And
I want to make my visit to the bathroom.
What do I have even more important than shit to clean up the bathroom? Bitch, I got four bathrooms to choose from.
Exactly. Boom! Boom! I had to get my baby girl out here. She'd be like, Mommy, boom!
Take one.
Take that.
If that bathroom's dirty, pick another.
Speaking of shit, on average, there are 178 sesame seeds on each McDonald's Big Mac bun.
How many?
Did you know that? 178.
I don't know about 178, but I do pay attention to the 9 to 50 that scratched my ass on the way out.
No, stop it. Wait, speaking of staying on the subject of shit, okay? Dentists have recommended that a toothbrush be kept at least 6 feet away from the toilet to avoid airborne particles resulting from the flush. Now, let me tell you something. That is the reason why. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you noticed it. It's not like you go into the bathroom after me because it's so random when I go to the bathroom over here.
And you don't live with me.
True.
Yeah.
But.
What? KGB?
Put the seat down because of that. But I saw something when I was in high school. You know how they had the little thing where you could see the particles broken down and all that and the shit flying. Just like people sneezing and shit. I don't like that. So I always put the seat down so the shit won't fly out the toilet.
Here's what I call shenanigans of that.
No, listen. Before you call shenanigans. Have you noticed that when you do a plop and flush. This is so crass. But when you do a plop and flush. When you flush the toilet. You do feel.
A whoosh.
You feel the whoosh. You feel little spraying and all that. Just imagine. No, it's not a bidet. I don't even want to feel none of that shit.
I don't know if I want the pressure of a bidet. But
nice I don't know if I want the pressure of a bidet, too, because it's like going straight in the ass. But I don't know. Anyway, it just doesn't seem like it's supposed to come out the same toilet that you just plopped in. And what if some shit got on the bidet, spout, whatever? Anyway, but you feel the spraying of the water and the whoosh and the cycling and all that other shit, right? So being that you've experienced that, you know if your big black ass wasn't blocking it from coming up, that if you were standing up and you flush the toilet and whoosh, you can imagine it going everywhere, right? See, I mean, like,
One of my class, I can't even remember. Okay, the class that I'm talking about, we affectionately call it Kitty Kim, because it was a chemistry class we took in college that you were pretty much guaranteed to pass. It was, you know, pretty much easy. But one of the things that they said is, you know, they talked about, and I don't, please, send feedback if you like to kind of help me straighten out, but I'm just saying what I heard or what I remember between intoxicated states of playing games and stuff. So they said anything that you smell, the reason why you smell is because particles of it is floating. So my thing is, once it leaves your ass, the particles begin to float. There are spaces in between the seat and the bubble.
It is spaces between the
seat. And while you sitting there shitting, you smell something. So right. The particles are floating.
They are floating. But then also that your butt is not really covering the whole seat, because like that little back part is still seeping.
Drew, if your butt is not covering the seat.
Shut.
Then.
We're not talking about my ass.
I don't ever want to see.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to have to get 2x4s to put them across the seat.
You know what?
To balance me if I take a shit in your house.
Don't do that. I have a regular size toilet. Do not do that to me. Anyway, moving on.
That's a problem. You got a regular size toilet, but you don't necessarily have regular size hindquarters.
You know what? We're not going to talk about my hindquarters on this show. This is the un. The un. The end.
The X.
Fuck you. Anyway, moving on. Okay, look. Last but not least, and this is a perfect segue into what I'm going to do next. Your heartbeat changes and mimics the music that you listen to.
Oh, shit. And that's why I need to pay attention.
No, because I'm thinking that the heartbeat is mimicking the bass line, not the actual whole hypeness of the music.
Bass. Okay, listen to the bass line here.
It's smooth.
I don't need my shit going boom, 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 boom.
Levels.
Oh,
but
now here's where I want my heartbeat. Listen to the snare.
Yeah, I can dig it.
That's where I need my heartbeat, right there. That's right there. And then, you know, when a beautiful nipple or a beautiful areola is exposed, then I go to boom, 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 boom. It works in unison.
All right, look, coming out in music this week and beyond, we got Majid Jordan, A Place Like This, Josh Bayes, Colorblind, Common, Nobody Smiling. I want to hear that. Cormega.
I heard tracks off that
you
one.
You did? Woo-hoo. Do you have any right here just to give us a little sample?
I don't.
Come on, now I know you can get something done before the show is up.
I don't.
Okay. Y'all don't even know what that is. That is terrible what we're doing right now. But you know how it goes. The under the IDS camp should be happening. But guess what? We're going to keep going. Cormega, Mega Philosophy, Crazy Bone, Chasing the Devil, Don Speaks, Don Will and Dash Speaks. And it's Don Speaks. Hillary Jane, Sticks and Stones, Cross My Heart, Hope to Die, Vita E. Morte, the EP. Wara from the NBHD, Kidnap, Planet Asia, and Sarism via Satellite. Haslow and Castell, I guess. Oh, Castle, I'm sure. I don't know. Live Like You're Dead. Mark E. Basie, Only the Poet. Mark Q. Spect and Blockhead, Just Play With It. Ooh. Ooh. Play With It. Anyway, Sir Michael Rocks, Bunko. Yes, it just sounds, ooh. But these are projective dates for those that I just mentioned and some that are definitely coming out. So you'll have to do your research if you're a music head out there. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Now, coming up next, we got some, I ain't going to even tell you because guess what? We wing it over here. Anything can happen. I can have a script and then guess what? Turns into something totally different on your ass. So, I want you to stay tuned. It's going to take about a hot millisecond to get the goblins and goons and all that shit that's trying to tear us up in here. And we're going to move it forward. All right. Stay with us.
It's the baby.
It's the baby.
It's the baby.
Oh, na na, yeah, na na na, yes, yeah. In the streets, it's getting hot. And the youths, them, I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot. And they'll do anything to fill that gap. Lord, in the streets it's getting hot. And the youths, them, I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot. But they'll do anything to fill that gap.
Welcome back. Welcome back to The Un. A little different than what you're used to coming back. We got some reggaeton in the background. But we got a special guest. And in the studio via Skype is CI, which is Zebo and The Roots.
Yes,
yes I. How's it going?
Yes.
I love you guys' energy so far. So I'm saying I want you to bring it through the whole. I want everybody to feel it. I want all my listeners to feel it.
So far.
Enough respect. So worldwide, international. This is how we do it. This is our massive yes. Right here in Washington,
D.C. Fire. I'm back. I'm with them. I'm with them. Yes. This is what I want y'all to do. This is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to give my listeners a little backdrop of where the CI, the Roots, Zebo, all that come from. I want everybody to know.
Well, it's come from my mom raising us in church and sort of making us sing in her choir, you know what I'm saying? And just giving us a good vibe as far as spirituality rather than religion.
Hey, you see, me and Roots is coming like the yin to the yang. He's the good guy and me the bad guy.
What?
The black and the white. Boom!
Yeah, we do it that way. That's the way we do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think I need to go on tour with him or something so I can get with him. I'm a good
when
I'm
a I was
good.
A kid, man, my mom's always in trouble every time, boy. The teacher tell her my mom's roots is the mind.
Yes, I am.
Tell the little brother Z to act more like roots.
So who's the oldest?
Roots. I
know this. Oh yeah, you sound more calm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was always given that destination where I had to always take my brother with me. You know what I'm saying? So I've been around this guy for a long, long time.
How you mean, boy? Yeah, this is my brother. Me love him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's respect. A family thing. Yeah. Man, I have my son in the group too. Sometimes he even have to keep me under control. His name is Salem.
Salem.
This is how we do.
Salem.
Yeah, Salem and son. You know, he's an old man, but I'm a keyboard player. I run things in the group. Him the musical director.
Yeah, it's a family steal. You know.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, you're it's nice. A family thing, man.
That's now,
you know, I have just like an odd question just off the break. How much money did you have to pay the government to have a last name like Steele?
Oh my God. You never
imagine.
Oh my God.
For a better name than Steele to be an entertainer.
You know, it's hard, man. It's a hard thing,
you know,
because you have earned
that name, there, man. You have earned it now.
You figure most, most entertainers, right? They come with the name of Killer Giant, and they come with the name of Mad Crazy, and all that, and their last name is really Pfefferkorn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How do you luck? Right? How do you come? How do you just luck up and have the last name Steele?
It's born so, man. It's like we have a song from the old school called Blood Brothers, you know? And it's a family thing, man. It's the way we come up. We come up down south, man, hard.
Yes,
like
sir.
Rugged.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Rugged. I mean, like, you know, to get to the road for the bus, man, you have to run about 2 or 3 miles.
Yes, sir.
Back up in the woods, man.
Back up in the woods.
Trying to be good shit. You know what I'm saying?
No sunshine, man.
Deep down in the...
No sunshine at all.
Nice.
We was up in Kakalaki, man.
Yeah.
Born in Washington, D.C., but we come from a place called North Carolina that where we grew up.
Moonshine territory.
And, you know, people know about Jesse Ham and how rough them area is, a racist and Ku Klux Klan business. But that's where we come through, man.
We'll grow up in that
thing. You feel me? Yeah. So the message that we bring is real.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Now, what inspired your sound? Like what made you get into reggae and all of that? What inspired
the church?
Your sound? The church?
It's church, man. My mom's grew us in that way that when we grow up, we have to go and sing in the choir because this is my mom's choir. That's why I'm telling you about Johnny B. Good. It was deep down in Kakalaki.
Kako.
And that's where we grow and sing, like with my mom's and her choir, because that's how she keep us out of trouble, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't really know in those days what was going on. And to be honest with you, I was the most rebellious one. My brother Roots, come on, Roots, hit it. Roots was more desirable because Roots could do, he was really more talented than me. He could do a little bit of anything.
It's just the fact that I had to sort of lead the way. It's like my mom expecting me to lead the way. And make a way for myself, but not only make a way for myself, for me and my brother, because we were so close in age. Yeah, right. So we always were together from the time I was three years old. It was always, Z was always there with me. And when I went to the private school, he went to the private school. When I went to college, he went to the same freaking college and living in the same dormitory.
He teach me how to run fast like him, you know what I'm saying? I have to go through, man, with him. And sometimes he go faster.
He's a big man, and you come to the point where we look after each other, because that's where my mom taught us that we have to look after each other.
True thing, man.
You know? So that's the way we live.
It's a family, man.
Yeah.
So
and that's C.I.
C.I.
So, okay, so now y'all got me thinking, you know.
I'm sorry,
and I'm not gonna pry too deep in your business. But you got me thinking about college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say you both went to the same college.
Right.
You ever share something, Punani?
You know, me and my brother always have a thing. What's the fine is mine. You know what I'm saying? If it happened, we really know, because we just always been like
but
that.
You know, to be honest with you, probably because in the simple fact, course part.
Yeah.
To be straight up with you, because I already see it happen. And some people will see me and they was like, I just saw you over blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I wasn't over there, but I just pretend like I was. And I'm like, nah, you saw Roots. So they already let me know. Even from my moms, call us the same thing sometimes. So if we're not twins, but obviously sometimes when people see us, they don't know us apart.
Yeah, y'all kind of look alike.
What the question was, what he asked was a legitimate question. And it's almost like... I would hope not, but
possible.
No,
that's good.
You just opened up a can right there.
Yeah, because I'm gonna know the new. I'm look. Y'all gonna give me the business after we on air, because I know y'all ain't telling me some true shit right now. But it's all good though. I'm gonna pry. You lucky I'm not in front of you, so I can see, you know, if you're lying or not. But.
I'm wearing my sunglasses even right now.
Uh-huh. That's why I can see through that. I can see through that. Don't even. You can't even get past me.
True, baby. They don't know you got yours on, too.
They don't know me. I got mine on, too. But look, we going to get into the first song of the evening, and it's Never Give Up. Give me some background on what's going on with that song and how that came about and all that.
Well, that song is really about our moms, and our moms has passed away. We do that song in a tribute to our moms, because we always want our moms to see us. You know how everybody want their moms to see them. She never saw us the way that we personally, as brothers, wanted our moms to see us. And you know, I'm speaking for Salem, my son, also. So Never Give Up was that vibe. What my mom's always told us when we would go to her and talk to her, she would say, son, you know, if that's your dream, if that's what your passion is, then you should never give up. And then, you know, we come up with a song called Never Give Up. And it's really about my mom's, how she brought us up, to be straight up with you. And, you know, a couple of times we kind of refer to that in the song, and I think Roots kind of go in a direction with his new family, because he has a new child, and he wanted our moms to see her you know, grandchild. So that was that part of Never Give Up, and hopefully, you know, we can still feel that vibe and energy, because my mom still is with me.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure Roots can feel the same.
Yeah, I think anybody hear this song, is if you have a mother, your mom is always told, moms always tell the kids, don't give up, you know, keep doing what you're doing. So I think it's a song not just for us as far as, you know, my mom's sons, but it's for any child who has a mom, you know what I mean?
Inside is a move. All Massive in the crew, big up on herself. He can't get hurt.
It's for you two over there who think you're a big shot.
So oh, no, yeah, no, no.
From the control tower.
Commander, control tower.
We real humble over here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yo, let me.
It's hot over there. I wish I was over there. I'm
Hey, sir. Salute.
Let me say real quick before we get in, real quick before we get into this song, you know, I for one have had the privilege of seeing you guys perform on many a night, and you know, there's so many times that I find myself and I stop and I catch the rhythm, I catch the energy, you know, bob my head, you know, and you know, when I first heard Never Give Up, I found myself, I sort of stopped in a different space and was like, I, you know, and I hope this doesn't come off at all as disrespectful, but when I heard the first time Never Give Up, I said, you know what? CI has grown and matured to a next level. You know what I'm saying? A whole nother level of of everything I've ever heard. They've come to another step. Not the last step, but the next step. You know what I'm saying? And this is a song that I appreciate so much because the first time I heard it live. And usually when you hear music, you hear the recorded version and then you get the privilege of buying a ticket and seeing it live. But I heard it in reverse. And when I heard it live, I couldn't wait to get the CD and hear the recorded version. You know what I'm saying? And I hope our listeners have the same understanding and appreciation that I have right now for this song. So we're going to get into it right now. This is Never Give Up, CIA.
Rastafari.
This song is coming straight from the heart.
I never give up, I never give up, never give up, oh no. Never give up, never give up,
I'm on a
never give up, oh no. I never give up, I never give up, never give up, oh no. Never give up, never give up,
I'm on a
never give up, oh no.
Love, unconditional. She loved me forever like the great God above me. Call my love, 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 unconditional. She loved me forever like the great God above. Love, unconditional. She loved me forever like the great God above me. Call my love, 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 unconditional. She loved me forever like the great God above.
She taught us not to steal, she said to never kill. She raised us up to do Jah's will. She ironed clothes rough for just to pay the bills. Refused to eat so her kids could have a meal. She taught us to be men so we can cope and deal in this Babylon world, and now we are made of steel. And every time I wake up, I have to give thanks and praise for another day in Jah's say.
I never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up. Oh no. Never give up,
never,
never give up,
never.
I'm on a never give up,
never.
Oh no.
No,
I never give up,
never,
never give up,
never,
never give up,
never.
Oh no,
no.
Never give up,
never, never,
never give up,
I'm on
a never give up,
never.
Oh no.
Yes. Yes. How you know to come back in and say yes? We on tune. We you know what? We are in sync. I need to go on a road with y'all. How about that?
You're damn right. Come on. You're damn right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we need some fire on the road like this.
Yeah, some fire. I don't know if y'all ready for me yet, though.
We ready for you. I'm trying to show you.
We're not joking.
Oh, no.
We talking smack. We ain't talking smack.
So check it. So check it. The world knows.
That's the move.
The world knows Roots. The world knows Z. Talk to me about the rest of your crew. Your band, you always come with such an incredible band, an incredible eclectic group of entertainers. Talk to me about them.
Well, to be honest with you, I have to say one thing. Salem is my son, and he's the piano player, the keyboard player, whatever they call that in these times. Salem is the director. He's been playing with me and Ruth since he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So Salem can, as long as I got me, Roots, and Salem, I can play with just about anybody because Salem can transpose anything that we do because he's a piano player. So it's kind of like he can play the bass, he can play the keyboards, he can kind of turn his keyboard if he want to into a guitar, a horn. So at any given different time, if a person don't know my music, Salem can kind of play their part. So it makes it easy, you know, like how we just play CI. All right, that's cool. But if we in the studio, like how we was doing a little working out today, I got Salem in there. He can play the parts. He kind of knows that this is the part. It's in this key. It's in blah, blah, blah. So it's like, you know, it's different from me going like boom, 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 boom. And the person say, I don't know what he doing. What the hell are you doing, Z? So, you know, it's good to have somebody who can transpose your music at the drop of a dime. And Salem is that guy. All right.
And the people that we work with.
Now, let's get to those people that we work with. We work with Thievery Corporation a lot of times. Hash is on the bass.
Jeff Frank is on drums. Rob Myers on guitar.
Yeah, Frank Mitchell is on horn. Then we also work with Desi Heisen.
20 years been working with him.
And we work with Echo
from Ghana.
And we work with Papa
Candace and Flex.
Candace, Flex, Ken,
Erica.
And it's kind of like
we got a little army.
Well, have you ever heard of P-Funk?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, he had an army. Right. He had an army. He had, it was like a good 50,000 with a
P-Funk. Because P-Funk is who inspired
50,000 people.
Yeah. I sit down and talk to George Clinton.
Oh, you have?
I sit down and talk to Shadows. Okay. I actually played with C. Collins. Okay. We've done things with these people. So what I'm trying to say, and all of them come from the school of James Brown.
Of course.
James Brown, like, was like that kind of guy that if you, like, you know, could play that funk, you could play with James.
I feel good.
But you got to keep it in the pocket.
Yeah.
A certain pocket. And I can't explain what I'm trying to say.
No,
it's almost like a song we got. We called it Soul Hitman.
Wow.
And a person asked me, came up to me on the street and asked me, can you explain what soul means?
Wow.
And I was like, soul, you can't really explain it. It's not something you can put in
words. Yeah, it's something that comes from within.
Soul is a feel.
Yep.
Like, I can sit here and talk to you all day and tell you this is soul. And when you hear it, you can be like, that ain't soul.
Wow.
Soul is something that you gotta feel.
Preach it, son. Preach it.
If you ain't feeling it, it ain't soul.
Wow.
You know, Steve even talked about it. If it ain't got that swing, it don't mean a thing.
Preach it.
Now, speaking of soul, what genres of music do you listen to? Like, what's in your tape deck now? What's in your rotation right now?
I don't rotate.
Life is the music that I listen to, and that's why we see. Let me explain what I'm saying.
Explain it.
Life is the music because life is playing the music. Like when you see somebody walking down the street, You heard a song called Walking in Rhythm. Walking in rhythm, moving in sound. Like, music is like moving. It's kind of an energy. So CI is carrying a certain energy that responds to what we see today. And some of our music is aggressive. Some of it is kind of like really like laid back, chill. And it's kind of, I would almost say it's eclectic.
We like to make people think a little bit, just a little bit. Come on. Know what I mean? Think. It's not illegal yet. You know what I'm saying?
You said, yeah. Ooh. Apocalypse Now. I'm sorry.
Especially we in Washington, D.C. We see a lot. We see the world. We see the whole, because everybody comes to Washington, D.C. Right. And I'm talking about internationally. And where we coming from is Washington, D.C. And the reason why I explain it almost like a folk mob is because that's what we creating, because personally, it's a dynasty that we are trying to relate to.
Okay.
And in the sense of this, Washington, D.C. has had Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You've had Fugazi. You've got Thievery Corporation. And CI
Chuck Brown.
Yeah,
Chuck. Please don't forget about my man, Chuck. Oh my gosh, I'm missing him now.
That was back. That was so backwards. I should have said Chuck first.
Thank you.
It's okay. It's okay. He knows.
And I apologize for saying it backwards.
Yes,
Chuck Brown.
Yes, sir. How?
Fugazi. Wow. Thievery Corporation. And then you got some people like CI that's trying to broaden the horizon of what Washington, D.C. is all about. And, you know, just like you and what we trying to do, like in back in the day, it was like Soul Train and all those things that, you know, made the international language be a part of the political awareness of where we going. So at all times with CI, we trying to focus on where we going, the future.
So check it, fellas. You know, like I said, I've had the privilege of seeing you all perform a couple times. And you guys give so much of the reggae experience, the reggae energy throughout your show. But one thing I notice that is prevalent through your shows, at the end of the shows, you always bring it back to the old school, the R&B, the soul.
Yeah.
What
that's where we come from. That's I mean, that's where we come from. We're Rasta. But our background in music is, you know, American music, gospel, soul, rock and roll, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we always have to hit back to where we come from. We're not trying to identify with something that we're not. We are who we are. We're CI. And right. CI is music.
And Motown, when you talk about what you just said, Motown and Sam Cooke is highly black music. And when I say black music, I mean black music is rock and roll also. But black music kind of come out of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Cooke came from the church. Temptation, Motown, all of them guys came from the church. And they bought a certain vibe, because you got to, I mean, before Barack Obama, just about all of our political leaders were from the church.
The reverends.
And I mean, Barack Obama went to church too, but what I'm saying, most of us came out of that church circular vibe. And what I'm trying to say is me and Roots actually come out of that church vibe. Barack Obama is kind of modern, even to me and Roots, because we come from that churchical vibe. So our singing skill is church.
Okay. So we're going to get into the next song, Musical Murder. And you give us a little background before you introduce it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you see, this is some bad boy style for most people would talk about. But to me, this is a revolutionary song. It's the revolutionary, like Ned McVeezy, Malcolm X. You feel what I'm saying? It was that man who actually stood for the pride of what the black man was really standing for. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
And this wasn't the guy that was so acceptable. He was flawed. He had flaws, but he took it upon himself to take a stance in life.
Okay.
You feel me? He was the rebel. And the musical murder is basically, it's sort of showing you, like, this ain't a Malcolm X song. This is more of a this ain't a Martin Luther King song.
This is a Runaway Slave song.
Yeah, this is more of a Malcolm X song.
Yeah.
This ain't no 1965,
68 song. This is not Bill Cosby. This is Richard Pryor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a little deep.
You feel me?
All right.
Yeah, he's flawed. This character is highly flawed.
You got some problems.
You probably won't see him on the TV.
No.
Oh.
All right? Because he's black and he's got too much, what do they call it? Testosterone.
Okay. Okay. All right. We about to get into...
Can we get into it?
Musical murder.
Respect them.
Murder them.
In a second, every minute to the hour. When we come down, I'm a musical murder. Coming like bullets and me rain like shower. Bear you in a grave, I'm gonna plant you like a flower.
You can't touch a friend, why did it take up? That bitch has five again, next amount of killing. See, I am a conquering, next amount of murder. See, I progress again, you hear me now?
Flashlight like it make me roll like thunder. Anything just bulldoze them over. Break them back, I'm gonna smash them asunder. Mow them down, let me bury them under. Flashlight like it make me roll like thunder. Anything just bulldoze them over. Break them back, I'm gonna smash them asunder. Mow them down, bury them under.
Money and a press in the Humber. Jump bonds in a rubber band bundle. Gambling, no respect for the funds up. Globalizing a new world order. Print money and oppressing the humble. Jump bonds in a rubber band bundle. Gambling, no respect for the funds up. Globalizing a new world order.
Murder sounds all around, from all around. Murder sounds, murder sounds.
That bitch has five again, next amount of killing. See, I am a conquering, next amount of murder. See, I progress again, you hear me now?
Murder.
Yeah, boy. I want you to say
it.
Life.
Music.
All around. That's how we do.
Yes, that is how you do. That's what I like.
That one, musical. Musical murder.
That was spiritual. Yeah, that was. You know what? I'm going to tell you. That was almost, I can wake up Sunday morning and play that say, I've been to church.
Oh, church.
That's your church right there. There you go, boss.
He had to clap when that was.
That's mama, what mama teaches from church. Because that's, even when I even do whatever I do, it's going to always have that, like, I can't explain it. It's going to have that little spiritual whatever it vibe, you know, and I can't vibe it, but you know, that's what I'm saying. That's something that is
everything.
Print.
Yeah, it's my mom. I mean, everything we do as far as music is really going to have some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you describe the experience of seeing you live to someone who hasn't experienced it yet?
Just come to dance and smile.
And the thing is, if you come, this is what it's a kind of, I don't want to say it like this, but it's a spiritual vibe, because no matter what we chat, and I don't mean like it ain't gonna be no church stuff, like, you know, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you what you're supposed to be or what you're supposed to do. It's not gonna be that way. It's gonna just be, you're gonna be yourself. To me, when you being yourself, that's as spiritual as you can be. Even if a person could say, I don't like him being himself. Well, that's who that person is. That's who they are. You gotta accept them that way or not accept them that way. That's it.
Drew Baby, if I may. I know. Mm-hmm. And forgive me for being a bad host right now.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
But let me, please, if I can. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've been to a show, right, Drew?
Okay, yes.
And the artists come out on stage. Throw your hands in the air. This side is liver than this side, and the back is better than the front. Okay. Fuck all that. Right? Let me explain something about these dudes.
Okay.
First of all, it's not allaboutthem.com.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Love it already.
They let their backup.
They showcase their band. Okay.
They let them.
Okay.
Showcase their skills.
Okay.
They let them set the energy.
Okay.
From soul, from reggae, from energy, from hip hop, from everything.
Mm.
And they,
yeah.
When I tell you, they hit you in your fucking face with it. You know what I'm saying?
That was
because they build it. What he just said, they build up the show for me.
Yeah,
they make me big.
Yeah,
because each one is just like when you make the pyramid, man, and people stand up. It keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But that's what the way he just saying to you. That's what the band do. But you have to let the people express themselves. You like absolutely. I don't get a musician that play with me and try to make him play a certain way. Like, if he can't play reggae, and I'm like, this guy don't play reggae, either I'm going to have to use him for what he play or what, don't use him at all. Mm-hmm. But I can't stop to try to tell him, nah, man, I'm going to change you as a musician. What we do is what we bring into what we do is the energy.
Yeah,
and if you got the right energy,
we can work with
then
anyone.
We can work. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you got to be at the same, like, I play the same thing with, you got to play the same notes, but it don't gotta be just exactly regular. It don't gotta be funk. It don't gotta be soul. It's gotta be feeling good to us.
Well, we were always taught to share. If we got something good, my mom always taught us to share. If we got a stage, and it's a good stage, don't always be the one that's always in front. Let other people show what they do, because that makes your show. Mm-hmm. That makes a show. Not just you, but it makes everybody have a show.
And again, real quick, you know what I'm saying? So many shows you go to, you hear the fake, throw your hands, put your wavy hands,
The party,
you know,
hyper.
These guys, these guys, and Trust me, I know, because it's been years in the build up for this interview. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't go see these guys one time and say, hey, they're pretty cool, let me see if I can get them on. It's been years of me just going and seeing and feeling and experiencing before I said, let me go to them and reach out and say, let me see if I can get on. So these guys get on stage and they ask one thing. Are you all right? You know?
Yeah.
Are you all right? Not do this, not do that, not sing my lyrics for me, not wave your hands, not, nigga, I'm tired. I've been working all fucking day. I may not feel like waving my hands.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
But they come out on stage and they ask one thing, and they reiterate it between songs. Hey, are you all right? Because if you're not, we need to get you there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's, but B, when you say what you said, because where we come from, the old school, and I mean, I'm not trying to date myself, but from the old school, like, you paid to see me do something basically to make you feel good, right? So I have to get you there. Basically, that's my job. That's basically my job to basically, I've been to shows, and I already know how I want somebody to treat me. That if I paid to see you entertain me, you know, it's almost like, to me, like a preacher. If I go to church and he can't tell me nothing more than what I already know, then I probably don't need to pay him, because it's like he ain't saying nothing that I really don't know. He ain't giving me nothing that I don't already feel. He ain't doing nothing for me, basically. Right. So if you ain't doing nothing for somebody, even if I ain't doing nothing for you, you don't need to come and see me. Basically, that's what I say. If I'm stopped doing something for you, you feel what I'm saying? So, to me, music's supposed to be something that you're doing for somebody. I'm not supposed to come to the audience and make them do something for me.
No, it's a service. We give it to the,
you know,
audience.
I mean, maybe I'm old-timey. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, you know, that's what it is. Like, I want to, as a patron, I want to be able to go to a show and just feel the vibes bounce on me. You know, I'm a musical connoisseur. I love whatever genre of music that reach out and grabs me and sticks to me. I love it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to come to a CI concert and be like, damn, like, what the fuck was this, you know what I'm saying, that this then leached and grabbed onto me. I want to be able to experience that.
Yeah,
I want to be able to experience
I'm gonna reach out and grab you now.
You're gonna reach out and grab me. Let me tell you something. If I, and you hear me clapping my hands like I'm Kevin Hart, if I come to a show and you know that I'm there before you come on set, I'm telling you, you better bring me on stage, and I'm going to be the hype man. Whatever the hell you see fit for me to be in, I'm going to be there. How about it? I'm telling you some good shit. I'm going to pull your card on that. Now, we're going to get into the last song. The last song, feature song, is The Chase, okay? Let me know.
Is this a chase or the... I think it's the other one.
Queen of Sheba.
Oh my God. This is one of those songs that we did. It's like a girl and a guy.
Salem produced that song.
Yeah,
right?
Salem produced the song. Z is doing the vocals, and Erica
Edie Blue
is doing vocals. She's it's really actually a very sensual CI song, and we don't do too many sensual songs, but this one is.
Why don't you come over and yell at her?
Hold on, yes, exactly. I was about to tell y'all, bring Salem on the mic. I want to hear him. This is the third, fourth, fifth. Yes, please.
Hey, Salem is right here.
Salem
produced this song. This is kind of old school Salem. They hollering for you over there.
We need you on the mic. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hold on. Now, wait.
Okay.
Before we get into Salem, you know what I'm saying? Before we get into Salem, we talked earlier. Mm-hmm. We talked earlier about them paying off the Most High to have the best last name in the entertainment business.
Steal.
So when you say sell, you can't just say sell them.
Okay,
like it's just selling? Some by the way ass shit. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
What is it?
You have to say sell them, steal.
Yes, sell them, steal.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You
I
got
like
to put
that.
It on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on,
what's
my brother?
What's up, B? Good. Everything. Everything's cool, man.
Yes, they've been mentioning you. I'm surprised you ain't been on the mic since the beginning because they've been mentioning you since we started interviewing. How
yeah,
about that?
I noticed that when I was there, I was like, talking about me a little bit more than
right.
Me.
I know you should have been like some old coming through. You like get them push them to the side and yeah, grab the mic and was like, yeah, it's right. Me. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we got you.
I'll try that next time. Sure.
You better.
Way.
I don't want to do that.
Now, Salem, I've had the privilege of watching you throughout the years. It just seems like you've grown and you've matured and you've come up through the ranks to the position where you are as band leader, and you've taken on that role, you know, with great force, for lack of a better term, you know, to have the wherewithal and the energy and the courage to say, hey, hold on, wait a minute, we not be in the right note, we might not be on key, stop the music, stop this shit, start it again, let's get it right. You know what I'm saying?
It's good take.
Absolutely. What for you, what made you grow to that point other than just time?
Well, good question. Yeah, time and I don't know, man. It's just my passion for the music and what seeing my, you know, since a kid, seeing my father and my uncle, you know, bust their hump to get where they're getting, you know, try to, you know, performing and playing and everything and, you know, seeing everything they sacrificed to keep, you know, keep their dream and everything alive and everything. It's just inspired me to want to be a part of it, you know. So even if it's from just handing out flyers or passing out cards or whatever, you know, I just always want to be a part of it. So it was just like, it was something there. It was like, well, you know, I can learn to, you know, more about the music, you know, I can help them out or whatever. So it's just, it all stems from, you know, just trying to play my part and trying to help out and everything. So.
No
back to the asset.
Now, Drew, baby, you've been on this ride with me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what everybody says about me.
Mm.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
Did you hear the I got this fucking mic voice of Salem Still right there?
I got that Salem
Still.
When
we gonna hear you on the track, my brother?
Yes.
Oh man, it's funny you said that, dude. I'm about to bring this up. It's like I used to be told that one of my jobs, I had to use the you know, intercom sometimes, and it used to catch people off guard because they would always associate me as being the quiet guy, and they was like, who was
that
on the intercom?
Voice.
You know,
it's
and they was
quiet
like,
voice.
They would say it was like you kind of have like a radio voice or something. So it's kind of funny hearing that again.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, can
we need him in the studio.
Spin doctor. He's a spin doctor.
I'm still a little shy about the singing thing, though. I might figure something out.
It don't matter. You can talk. You can talk. You can be right beside me. I'll hold
you. You know what, Drew? You know what I see still? Oh, shit.
Talk.
You know, I like them young. I like them young. I like them young. I'll mold you.
Mm. So you just gonna talk about the draws like that?
Yeah, the money, son. Oh, the money.
And put you in the direction that you need to be in.
Drew, baby.
Yes.
You remember? You remember?
Trust fund.
Damn it, Jim.
Hey, I mean,
trust fund.
Drew, baby,
for life.
You remember? You remember the X-Clan, right?
Mm-hmm.
X-Clan,
mm-hmm.
And they had Professor Griff, mm-hmm. that would just come on after mm-hmm. the rap,
mm-hmm.
and just he would just speak his mm-hmm. knowledge and
the
he
red.
Would speak his energy.
The blood.
Mm-hmm. Right? I see Selim right there.
You
like,
see Selim right there.
You know what
really?
I'm saying? I see Roots. I see Z drop their lyrics, and then Selim just come on with the lyrics and just, you know. just speak the knowledge into your head. Just crack that motherfucker wide open and speak the knowledge in your head. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
But look, we need to throw it. We're going to throw it to the Queen of Sheba real quick. Anything you want to tell us about this before we get into the track?
Anything I want to tell you about the track?
Yes.
Sexy.
Did you ask me something? Okay,
not Salem. No. Mm-hmm. Your father and
anybody. And anybody want to take this one?
Anybody know anything about the track? Queen of.
Oh, what I know about the track? Oh yeah. Well, it's man, it's an old beat. It's weird. Like it's something we came up with. Like honestly, I came up with it when I was washing clothes, man. And I just came, you know, and I just started working on it, and I got one of my friends, Erica Deskins, and
Edie Blue,
and you know, I just took it and was like, you know, I wanted to put her on it because she had a nice voice, and it just pretty much that was it. It was like actually that song's older than anything on that album, actually.
Oh wow!
So it's an old song. Yeah, it's an old song, and it's just something we finally. I just went back and was like, I want to do it, and she fit the part, and I just wanted to. See how it take off, you know. So it's kind of it.
That's beautiful. Hey, let me just put out there right now, General Electric, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, all y'all motherfuckers that make washer and dryers, don't try to come for no royalties because my man said he made this while washing some clothes. He had to beat in his head before your fucking washer and dryer came out. You know what I'm saying?
Washing clothes.
You know what I'm saying? So look, here it is. This is our Queen of Sheba, CI. Hold tight, we'll be right back.
All right. I see this girl and you know them, I follow them like the Queen of Sheba in the Star River. Come steer up the front, cause you know them, I follow them, I follow them, fish on the night, I'm telling them, fish on the hook. Tell me what's it gonna be?
I'm telling you, I'm gonna be in the studio with y'all. I'm gonna sing, do my little thing or whatever. Don't fake. I can sing. I can do something. So I'm gonna be in the studio doing something with y'all.
Come on now.
I don't have nothing for you. I know you gotta tell me something I can get into, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been holding this. Ooh. I've been holding this for the end of the interview.
Okay.
Now, yeah. I don't know if Roots and Z remember this.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me set it up for you before we go there.
Nation One.
Let me set it up before we go there.
Now, Nation One.
Now, Roots and Z. I don't know if you remember a while back. Okay, I'm gonna play you a little something.
Come on.
I don't know if you remember this a while back where your man Big B, came on the stage with you, and it went a little something like this. You remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I remember that. It's all pimped out. See what I'm saying?
Right there.
It was pimped out. Yeah, that's how we do it.
You want to talk about a nervous son of a bitch.
I know you was nervous. I know you was.
We was all pimped out upon that jump.
You were pimping.
Yeah, big pimping.
The crazy thing about it is I know every lyric to that song. And when I got on stage, I couldn't remember shit.
And you was pimping before pimping.
Drew Baby.
You hear what I said? You were pimping before pimping.
Drew Baby. Yes. I couldn't remember nothing but hey. And it got to the point where Roots
was
had
that
to,
shit though. He wasn't doing that much.
Roots came
hanging out.
Look, Drew. Roots came and took the mic from me like, all right, nigga, no more hey, hey. Fuck
no
that
more
shit.
Right.
It was a perfect loop though. He had that shit looped up in there.
Well, he was stuck in
the
head. Y'all needed me up there. That's all that was.
Hey, B! Mustafa had to fucking drop
you. I got a question. Wait.
You get him out.
I got a question for y'all. What's been your favorite experience on the road? Like, the regular artist you have most enjoyed sharing the stage with, type dilly, whatever. So, what's that been up to? Yeah. Get the question? Oh, yeah, thinking about it. What's been your favorite experience on the road? Like, which reggae artist, you know, that y'all been with that's, you know, like, yeah, I had, like, an awesome-ass time that stands out after all the times that I've been out on the road. Like, this is the main one that stands out.
Massive Attack.
Massive Attack?
Yeah, and Horace Andy. You know, Horace Andy is the legendary reggae singer.
Right.
So we did, like, 10 shows with them. About 2 years ago, and I think that was one of my most memorable times being out on the road.
Okay.
With band. Yeah.
Okay.
Now
Z might have another time. I don't know.
Well, you know, I enjoyed the time we played with Snoop Dogg. It was the dog time.
Oh
dog.
Shit! What's up with that? Tell us about that.
That was in Hungary.
Yeah, we played with the dog over in Hungary, and
wow,
we got to meet the dog. I mean, you know, his security was extreme. There was really, like, B could understand what I'm saying. They all were
the
security. They were the size of B, and they were really disciplined guys. They, like, you know, they gave you like 5 minutes to talk to the dog.
And if you didn't have weed, you couldn't really talk to the dog.
After that, they put their hands on your chest, and their hand was like bigger than your chest, all up in your face, you know what I'm saying?
That's disrespectful.
It's like,
though,
these some big dudes. It's like, there's some football players. It's like, it's time to go now.
That's some disrespectful.
It's like, dog, I'll get off. Like, no, dog ain't happy you no more.
You see, I can imagine, you know, meeting a dog may have been intense, but I can also imagine the greenery had to be just so much more intense.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was. You know, I don't want to get into that, but it was.
I don't know why. You better get into it and stop playing. Shit.
Now check this out, Drew Baby. Now, I'm not gonna say nothing to the fellas right now. I'm not gonna say nothing to Roots. I'm not gonna say nothing to Z. I'm not gonna say nothing to Selma. I'm talking to you right now, Drew.
Talk to me.
Now, imagine you just got finished watching a show where all of your senses have been fulfilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that show, they give you a little bit of this.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh,
and this is instrumental, fellas. Straight instrumental.
I've got the money made.
You say what can make me feel this way.
I'm trying to tell you.
Talking about my girl.
Woo. So much honey, baby.
The bass
in the music.
Ooh.
Listen,
I got a sweeter song, yeah, than the birds in the tree.
Drew Baby.
Well, I guess you say what can make me feel this way is my girl. My girl.
True. Let me tell you about how security just has to throw their hands up like, I can't compete with this. I can't compete with this.
Go ahead, show them.
Let me tell you, it's like the crowd is like, fuck you. The show's still going. Mm-hmm. Look, lights are on. You know what I'm saying?
But it's still...
Tabs are closed out. You know? And the crowd is like, fuck you. Singing is still going on.
Right.
The sound man...
And you know...
The sound man has, you know, dead the sound, the unplugged the mics.
Mm-hmm.
Because reggae music is... Yeah. Reggae music come from the old school Motown.
Mm-hmm.
This is what these guys is doing. So the reason why I do that song at the end is to kind of show people, like, the people who really play reggae music, is this is the music that them played from was Motown, because you got to understand, Motown in those days was the only school that black folks had to go to sing, mostly, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You had a check. I can't remember the. It was a couple other names. James Brown sung with a couple other labels, Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
But Motown was basically the only school in town. So reggae music, the way that we know it from Bob Marley, come from actually the Motown tracks. So that's kind of why I do it. Like, that's the history of the music.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
For real. Inside is the move, all massive and the crew, big up on herself. You can't get hurt till I know.
Sure. Oh,
Rastafari! Hey, okay, we have come to the end of the interview. Now, you know what? I enjoyed you guys. I really have. And I'm serious. I am dead ass serious. Let me tell you something. If I come to the lounge and I identify myself as Drew Baby, okay, and y'all actually get to see who I am, and y'all, I'm telling you, y'all gonna
take it to the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You're gonna, let me tell you something.
To the stage.
I need to be on the stage with you guys. Your energy is crazy.
All the way live.
True Baby.
Your energy is crazy.
True Baby. I love you to death, but don't fake.
You're because I'm going to tell you something. Ain't shit faking with me.
I know, but I'm going to tell you. Uh-huh. I've seen these dudes stop a show.
Okay.
And bring somebody on stage and give it to them. And they freeze the fuck up and like, I got to push them on stage to get back to what we doing.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I'm going to blend. I've done did my research on CI and everything that's coming up. Yeah, you better.
You have the whole crowd calling you Drew, baby.
Yes. You better act like you know.
You know me? Can we do it? Can we do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
Can I do it?
You can do it. I'm giving you permission. You can do it. And look, let me tell you something. I wish y'all could do a somewhat friendly type environment where my daughter can be involved, because my daughter, she loves music. Like, she's nine, but she loves music.
Daughter?
She's nine.
How old your daughter?
She's nine. She loves music. And when I tell you, like, let me tell you something. This is going to be funny to you. I was telling B yesterday when we were doing our other show that my daughter is into, Mama used to say, take your time, young man. And Mama used to say, yeah, she is on that song. Like, she finds music. Someone, she hears something and she's like, who is that? And then when she hears it, she researches it and she gets other tunes and all of those stuff that's from that artist. And then other artists come about or what have you. My daughter is a replica of me.
when you say what you said, let me say this to you. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, because the genre that me and my brother come from is very wide. Like, reggae mm-hmm. is one of the music that we do, but we come from gospel. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to be straight up with you, most black music was established out of gospel, mm-hmm. including jazz. Mm-hmm. All of that comes mm-hmm. from gospel, because mm-hmm. gospel. So when you start to look at the music that we really deal with, when I said reggae coming out of Motown and some of the Motown old school, all the music that we really deal with coming out of gospel, when you really look at the basis, I'm not talking about, you say, well, it don't sound exactly like that. No, it don't, but it's the basis. The spirit of the music. It's the basis of the music. It's like a feeling. Yeah. Like, music is a feeling.
And when you think about it,
mm-hmm. yeah, if you can play the most beautiful music in the world, technically, but ain't nobody feeling it. Mm-hmm. So it's a feeling. So if you don't, like, spiritual, think about it. They'll be stomping their heads. They'll be stomping and clapping. You know what I'm saying? They'll be mm-hmm. doing that. So that's a feeling. That ain't really some technical stuff. Like, people that don't know music can do that. That's a feeling that you get when you start to feel a certain energy.
That's why live music is so important to me. I want to go to a concert where I see a live band, or just it doesn't even have to be a live band. It has to be just you doing whatever live. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can do the dats and all that other shit. I can hear that. That's that studio shit. I don't want to see studio shit on stage. I want to see the real thing. Yeah, the real shit on stage. Yeah,
where that come from?
Right, exactly.
Unless, like, because now, to be straight up with you, anybody can play music on a computer.
Hell yeah.
But it's like, when you come and actually do it, what is it based on? Like, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying this bragging. I'm saying this because this is who we are. It kind of dates us. Mm-hmm. We come from church, like, that went through James Brown, P-Funk. Like, all of the music is relevant to me. Bob Marley, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. So I listened to all of the music. It wasn't just one music that I listened to. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm trying to say? So when CI start to play, we try to put all of them things in one thing. I'm kind of hard, but I'm just being basically honest with
but
you.
We didn't start with real instruments. We didn't have real instruments until we were like 20-something. We had pots and pans and buckets until mm-hmm. we were like 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know? Pots, pans, and buckets, and voices. So, you know, it's just good to have an audience that likes our music, and we enjoy our audience. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes it a spiritual thing that people connect, you know?
True that. Well, I want you to tell my listeners how they can reach out to you, also how they can experience the CI
movement, where can they buy the album?
Buy the album, please. Let us know.
I think
all
it's on SoundCloud. I'm not sure, but I'm thinking, I'm almost sure that it's on SoundCloud and
iTunes also.
iTunes, yeah. And
y'all also have a website.
Actually, if you're in DC, you can come to the 18th Street Lounge on
Yeah,
we can actually do it the way that we always vibe doing it, because we come from that sense of being like on a choir in a church.
Church.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying when I say in a church. It's real vibes. It's not like something that we trying to fake you with. It's like, because we only going to vibe with what we vibe with. So, you know, some people like everything. I don't like everything. I like what I like. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm done. And I'm pretty sure most people is really like that. Some people feel saying the world that we in, you have to like everything. You have to like everything. You have to like what you like. So CI is that vibe that ain't really afraid to like what they like and be comfortable in that zone.
So, you know? Once again, like I said, I appreciate you guys coming through and being available for us to interview you. And hopefully we will. I want to see y'all, so I'm going to make sure I see y'all.
No. See us. I mean, come on, what's up with this?
No, I'm going to see you.
You got to come up.
You know, the energy is already there. So yeah, I know. I really know when you feel that it's right for you to come. You're going to come, but when you come, make sure that you reveal yourself to the point where we can get, get you on the stage. We can get you on the stage and we can all, like, celebrate.
No doubt.
Because that's what it's all about.
It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be that.
And we are, we all live in this one life. So, it's about a celebration and appreciating who you are for who you are and not put limitations on who you are because other people might put limitations on you. It's like, no, that's not who CI is that first. Because, you know, in English language, CI is the first person present. So if you see in the eye, that means that you are the first person present. That means that B is the first person present. Everybody who see the eye is the first person present. So that means there's nobody before you. You are the first person present. That means that you're important.
But I know.
You know, you make a difference in this world. And sometimes people don't really want to acknowledge that each and every one of us make a difference in this world. You know, like when the crowd come and it's a lot of people, people say, I was a lot of people. But each and every person had their own fingerprint, and they made a difference on the show. Even if they was quiet, but they kind of created an influence that was not heard, but it was felt. It was felt.
Absolutely.
You know,
fellas, I have to thank you immensely. I know you guys were in the middle of rehearsal or whatever, and you stopped rehearsal and took time out to share with us and share with my audience the CI experience. And, you know, I apologize immensely if I've been a thorn in your side, because
my brother, it was good. It was great, man. I mean, it was a great vibe, because you've said it before. It was something we planned to do for a while, so it was kind of really good that we actually got a chance to do it.
I felt it my duty to let my listeners hear what you have to offer. And, you know, you can trust me, Deepsters, you can go and listen to any cookie cutter artist out there, and if that's what you do, then God bless you, go do it.
If you want to
hear something authentic, if you want to hear something different, if you want to hear people that sold from the beat of their drum, and you know what I'm saying, and make you and believe in what they're doing and feel what's real, you will check these fellas out. And you will go to iTunes and you will support them in what they're doing.
See, tell people coming up in the next week, tell them where you're going to be at.
Oh, my God. I think we're going to be in the next week. I'm going to be in Roanoke, actually, with the TV Corporation. And I'm going to be in Baltimore with TV Corporation.
The two festivals.
I'm going to be Wednesday night. I'm going to be, though, at the 18th Street Lounge because that's my spot on Wednesday nights if I'm in town. And if I'm not in town, my son Salem is handling the spot. But Wednesday night is always, you know, 18th Street Lounge. This week, I'm going to be, like I said, with Thievery. Next week, I'm going to be at Reggae on the River. C.I. is going to be at Reggae on the River. And we're going to be at Moe's Alley and a couple other places out there with Third World.
California. Is that in California? Right, I saw that. I was a little disappointed because I would have loved to be a part of that. But,
Doing some tagging touch bases with Third World, so we're looking forward to actually hooking up with them out there and on the West Coast. Okay. So
absolutely,
and doing the Reggae on the River, that's something that we've never actually see I done before. I think Jimmy Cliff and a couple other people, big names in reggae, gonna be on that show. So we're looking forward to doing that one too.
And y'all gonna be a part of that. That's what's up.
We represent DC. No doubt,
you better.
Chocolate City.
And all I know is if I don't get an invite to your next show in Colorado, it's going to be problems.
No, you got it, man. You got an open invitation anytime, in any place that you show up. We got you and your sister right there. Anytime she show up, any place, we got her. All we need to know is you there. We got you.
Yeah, but she got to reveal herself.
I'm going to reveal myself. I'm telling you, it's going to be a mark. It's going to be stamped. You're going to know who this is forever in a day. Don't get it twisted. What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Wednesday, baby.
I'm going to see what I can do. Okay. I'm not going to leave bullshit. I'm going to see what I can do.
And look, I already know, you know, you already sound like you really fine. Bring your man with you if you
got
to bring him.
No. He got work. So I'm going to bring myself.
If he need to come, bring him because it's all good.
No, it's all good if he didn't have to work, but he had to bring the papers in. Yeah, the paper got to come into the household. Go work, baby. Right. Go ahead.
Pepco likes him to work.
Yes, Pepco in Washington Gas likes him to work.
I'm a bush doctor. I can give him an excuse. You know, I don't know if the bush doctor can work. You know, he can be sick. You know what I'm saying? A bush doctor gave him an excuse to be sick.
I'm going to see what I can do. And no doubt, I'm going to see what I can do. I've been to 18th Street on Wednesday before. So I'm going to see what I can do.
Yes,
and when I walk up to you, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed.
Ready.
Don't forget now I'm a bush doctor.
Fellas, we thank you so much. Please, if you can, pass along my thanks and my blessings to Salem Steele. We thank you so much for making time for us and for our audience to share with them what it is that you're doing. And look, anytime, you know, the door is open. Anytime you guys want to come on, if it's talk about a show, is it to talk about a festival, to talk about a new album, a single, a thought, a movement, whatever it is, you have an open platform here.
I'm going to hold you to that beat now because I'm going to be wanting to come on. You know what I'm saying? You know I love to talk.
It's, dude, wide open. Door is wide open.
I'm
a talking beat.
Absolutely.
And I like to talk too. That's the reason why we got this show, The Un. You make sure you tell all your followers that you are on it. And we are going. Exactly. Okay.
Turn it on.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure. It is my honor to bring to you CI. Check them out. Go see them on iTunes. Get that music. You know what I'm saying?
We introduced the song. This is how we do it.
You know what I'm down. So,
and thank you.
Absolutely. Please, no doubt.
Thank you.
So look, check it out. We are going to get out of here. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. See you, man, Big B. for Drew Baby. It's the Un Baby. It's the Un Baby. It's the Un Baby. Check it. Check it.
Thank you, CI, and all of the listeners, the unmentionables, all of that good stuff. Oh, we had a great show today. I really appreciate them coming through. Very good vibes. Really good vibe. I really like them.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see them.
And those fellas literally stopped their rehearsal to get this interview in with
sure
us. So
did.
I thank them so much. You guys got to forgive me. I'm a little bit tongue-tied right now. So, wow. Much props to Roots, Z, Salem Steel, the whole CI Massive to bring their rehearsal tour in so we can get that interview in.
Yeah.
I just really felt that you all would appreciate as much as I did. Their energy, their rhythm, their style, the soul, the funk, everything just wrapped up in one. So we got to thank them.
Yes.
Drew Baby.
Yes.
What is in your rotation?
You want to know what? What's in my rotation? I pulled out a mix CD that I did, I'd say about 4 years ago, something like that. It has a little bit of Jill Scott, a little Mos Def, Yazzing Bay, pre-Yazzing Bay. I got
pre-deportation.
Yes, right. But he's here.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, because he was doing he did a Radio City Music Hall thing with Dave Chappelle. He wasn't via Skype. He was there.
So they let him
with him
in the
and Talib and everything. So it was him and
How do you think that conversation went?
I don't think it was as deep as it would seem on the other end of people who don't know him.
I think Obama was like, most definitely. It's imperative that you apologize to the United States of America because the Americans have a horrible Barack Obama imitation.
Yeah, it's horrible, but it's all right.
It's all right. Tastes
good. It's
good
for other. Yeah, how about it?
You were in your rotation?
Yes.
Mix
my
CD.
Rotation was just a mix CD. I have Jill Scott. I have all that that's in the mix is Jill Scott. What's so funny is, what is it? Jill Scott. Talib Kweli, Mos Def before Yazzing Bay, Slum Village, all of that is mixed into Dwelle. All that's mixed in to my mix CD. Massive mix. It's been since.
It starts you off. It takes you there, and it finishes.
It starts you
up.
Off with Jill. The starts you all at Jill, and it ends with Dwelle. And what's so funny is that with it starting off and ending off as all that in between, you wouldn't even think, you wouldn't even know what's going on.
Absolutely.
With that, because that's how I am. I'm really good with the mix shit. So
beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
It is like a butterfly.
It is.
So in my mix, I have. Kanye West, what is it? Dark, beautiful, beautiful, dark, something, another. Y'all know the album before.
Dark.
Yeah, dark, beautiful, dream, beautiful, something. I don't know, something. Pretty Aerials, whatever you want to call it. I also have SZA, made it back into the lineup.
Okay, I can dig SZA.
SZA made it back into the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I have Common, Forever.
Mm-hmm.
in preparation for the new album.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's definitely coming. I have, what else do I have? You know what has not left the lineup? Schoolboy Q has not left the lineup.
Yeah, he's there.
He's definitely there. And I'm, you know, I'm real proud of him, how he is really making his round into the R&B and hip hop scene and getting his chops in. And who else do I have? Last one. Let me see. I got this. I got the comment. I got the schoolboy. I got the. I think there's two more that I'm missing. I can't even.
You're missing.
Like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got definitely got the Barrel Brothers still in there on lock. Barrel Brothers is number two. Oh God, I can't remember the rest. Can't remember one and five. But you know what? It's not important because it's real. It's hip hop, and it's in my changer. Oh no!
What?
No.
What?
And no shameless plug, but CI.
Okay.
Is at number five.
They have an album that just came out. Right?
Absolutely. And can't reach it right now.
You can't reach it? Go. Get it.
Okay. There goes my Q headphones. Knowledge Shines Bright is the name of that project. And I officially don't know what's the number one right now.
It don't matter.
So it happens. It happens to the best of us. But look, what's more importantly is that's who we are and that's what we do. The Un... CI Massive, Yo Man Big B, Miss Drew Baby, Thug Princess, in house. Mad shouts to those that have sent emails wondering what's been going on. The bottom line, all I can tell you guys, life has been going on. It's just, the bottom line is when it comes to the Un, we're not going to bring bullshit. We're not going to bring artists that talk a good game and then deliver bullshit.
True.
I can't apologize. I'm not going to put anybody on blast. The bottom line is people talk a good game. They want to set up. They want to get spotlighted. They want to get put out there. And then they deliver garbage. They don't come through. They too weeded out to do show the interviews. So I apologize. It happens. It's what happens. Life happens. So that's good. That's what they do. It's probably going to reflect on their careers. We're going to bring you what's real. We're going to bring you what's right. Can't wait till our next show. Got some great artists lined up.
Got some great artists.
And the next couple artists, I am pretty positive, are going to show and prove. I'm pretty sure of it. So we'd like to, again, thank CI. The whole CI crew, led by Salem Steel, the ultimate head honchos, Zeebo and Roots. And I would like to thank them for their time and their energy and their efforts.
Selassie, our briefcase.
Absolutely. Look, I'm your man, Big B, for Miss Drew, baby. We got to get out of here. We thank you. We love you. See you next time, people. Peace.
Podcast
Sis, what's up?